Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County, and we would like to get your responses. First of all, are you registered to vote in Hector County?
I'm registered.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right direction, or are things on the wrong track in general?
Wrong track.
Okay. And what is the most important issue facing Hector County, in your own words?
Taxes and school.
Taxes and school funding is not where it needs to be.
Okay, thank you. And how would you rate economic condition in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent. Oil boom.
And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Probably better.
Okay. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the job of any close family members in Hector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all?
Not at all.
And I'm going to read you a short list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. And please tell me how you rate each in Hector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? The first one is being able to get from place to place with little traffic. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
And the next one, public transportation in Hector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Very poor.
Okay. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Fair.
Availability of quality healthcare.
Poor.
Quality of the public schools.
Poor.
Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Fair.
Effective leadership from elected officials.
Poor.
Offering job opportunities in your field.
Good.
Natural beauty and physical setting.
Fair.
Public safety and low crime.
Poor.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Fair.
And the last two, the availability of cultural opportunities such as a theater, museum, and music.
Very poor.
And the last one, availability of affordable housing in Hector
poor.
County. Poor. Okay, thank
poor.
You so much. And now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Young, single people, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Retirees.
Poor.
Families with children.
Fair.
And people like you?
Fair.
Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Good.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
Good.
And last three, immigrants from other countries.
Good.
Racial and ethnic minorities.
Good.
And people living below the poverty line.
Poor.
Okay, and now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your kindness to help us. We are 75% now. The last few questions. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Okay, about the same.
Okay. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, just somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all?
Somewhat.
I didn't hear that.
And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident, just somewhat, not too confident, or not at all?
Not too confident.
And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, just somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all?
Somewhat.
And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all?
Somewhat.
And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat, not too likely, or not at all?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. And in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Poor economic conditions, family reasons like retirement, poor educational opportunities for them or their children, poor leadership, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concern, cost of living, or illegal immigration?
Crime and cost of living.
And finally, just the last few questions about you and your household for statistical purposes. Can you please tell me what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Some college.
And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And what is your age, 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
35 to 49.
And do you have a school-age child living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other race not listed here?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry, yes or no?
No.
And can you please tell us your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right category, please. It's below $25,000, between $25,000 to $39,000, between
$39,000.
Thank you. And are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
And the last question in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, the last question, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great
evening.
Thank you. Bye.